Well, Big Fatty started his own podcast.
I know.
But the only sound effects he uses are from his own mouth.
Because he's not into the computers. Or
computers.
Computers.
Or in the internet.
Yeah, because the internet sucks.
Or the interwebs.
Yeah. Interwebs? Question mark? Explain, tech head.
I think that's what he says. Oh. Interwebs.
Oh, that's his way of being, shush, the lambs are sleeping.
Ish.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, it's Big Fatty, and this is episode 17 of the BFO for Monday, the 25th of February, and I'm still here, not on the cruise yet. Clearly ruined telling everyone about the cruise, but as expected. Oh, Lord. Well, hello, everyone. Did you have a fabulous weekend? Big Fatty had an okay weekend. Had a little hurrah on Friday night. Big Fatty stayed out entirely too late on Friday night. And, then Saturday, I just piddled around and did not go out Saturday night, and just got a good night's sleep. And then as I record this on Sunday, I've had a lovely afternoon. Went by and saw my good friend, Miss Kitty. And Miss Kitty is a little under the weather. He and his other half did a cruise of Egypt and all, and they picked up some kind of curse of the pharaohs or something like that. But it's been a very interesting past few days for podcasting, and clearly there have been some heated words that you may have heard on several podcasts in regards to four-star ratings over at the iTunes. And Big Fatty's going to go talk about the iTunes a little bit later on. But Anthony from Ashanti No Lemon has been receiving verbal spankings from everyone about leaving a four-star review for the QCast Connection. And you can, if you haven't listened to the QCast Connection to hear the rebuttal, or if you haven't listened to Archer's Gangbang Show from last Thursday, you really should go listen to that, because Anthony was really catching it. But now, I think Anthony is going to be off the hook, because a certain podcaster, and I'm not going to mention any names here, a certain podcaster, Snowflake, may need some Vagisil or Preparation H, because I'm just going to tell you, this podcaster, who will go unnamed, Snowflake, is going to receive verbal spankings, and you know, Snowflake, such is life, because this certain podcaster evidently was afraid of Snowflake, the many relatives of his that were falling out of the sky in New York City this past weekend. Snowflake. And this unnamed certain podcaster, Snowflake, made the executive decision, Snowflake, that they would not make the trek, Snowflake, to New York City, because these relatives were beginning to accumulate, Snowflake, in the New York City. Snowflake. And again, I will not say the name of this podcaster, Snowflake, but Snowflake, let me just say, Anthony, Snowflake, the best thing that may have happened to you is this unnamed podcaster, Snowflake, not going, Snowflake, to New York City after spending a week or more, Snowflake, Snowflake, promoting his upcoming trip. Now, that's kind of like Big Fatty promoting his upcoming trip But trust me, Big Fatty's going on his upcoming trip. So, Anthony, you might want to send a little thank you note over to the unnamed podcaster,
Snowflake,
for getting you out of the spotlight and getting himself,
Snowflake,
more into it. And if that is convoluted enough for you, I hope that you will try to figure it out.
Snowflake.
Because it ain't that hard to figure out. Hello.
Snowflake. Snowflake. Snowflake.
Y'all, Big Fatty. Oh, that was fun. Y'all, Big Fatty is so ready to go on the big cruise, and evidently I was so ready to go on it that many of you thought that I was already gone, that I was leaving last Friday, but it's not. It's this coming Friday, the 29th, because some of you have, oh, I hope you're having a great time on your cruise. Well, I haven't gone yet. So you've got another week of me this week, and I've decided I'm going to try to post some shows while I'm on the cruise as well. So you just never know what you might get the week of the 3rd through the 7th. So, you know, you just never know. So, you know, and let's just go ahead and take it to the iTunes right now, because y'all, as you may have heard in a previous episode, Big Fatty is now in the iTunes store. And people have been very nice, because, you know, Big Fatty doesn't know really how to do the iTunes thing or anything. But what you have to do is you go over and open the iTunes, and then over there in the left-hand side, up under iTunes Store, you hit Podcast. Okay, and then once you hit Podcast, it takes you to another screen. It says Categories, and you hit Society and Culture. Okay, and Society and Culture comes up. And y'all, I opened Society and Culture after I'd gotten an e-letter from Archer. And y'all, right up there at the top, on the very first thing, you see a big old yellow square with a big old fat head on it. And y'all, it is up there. It says New and Notable. And there's Big Fatty online. And it was kind of cool to see that. And I'm right up there next to We're Mean Cause You're Fat, with Walt and Nessa and Fairy Princess Holly. And but for Big Fatty to see his ugly old face up there, I thought that was kind of cool. So that's under the Society and Culture. Now, if you go over there in that category, column again, and go down to where it says More Society and Culture and hit Personal Journals, and that opens up, then there's the Big Fat Head up there again, because he's up under the Personal Journals under New and Notable also. So all the Society and Culture and the Personal Journals, there's a big old fat thing up there. Now, Big Fatty is not listed under the top 100 podcasts, which, you know, I only been on the thing for, what, 3 days or something like that? But y'all, over there on the right-hand side, as I look at it right now, there's a box that says Quick Links, and then under that it says Today's Top Podcast. And y'all, number 7 under the top podcast of the day is Big Fatty. I can't believe it. I mean, that's kind of just kind of blows me away. It really does. So, but if you go up there at the top under the New and Notable and click on the big fat yellow head, it'll take you over to Big Fatty's page. And the over there it says listeners also subscribe to, and now this has changed since the first time I looked at it, because one of the shows that listeners also subscribe to was Callbox 7. Well, Callbox 7 hadn't fucking podcast anything since October. So, you know, great. Big Fatty's in good company. He's with podcasts that no longer podcast. But as of right now, listeners also subscribe to the 773 podcast, I Say, the Trunk Cast from TrunkGuy.com, the Gay-22, and Defunct, A Gay Nerd's Life in New York City. Now, I don't know if maybe Eric the Southern Boy has a new podcast, and that's what he's calling it, or maybe Chef Mark, or maybe that's maybe this is Defunct, Archer's Visit to... Oh, sorry, I wasn't going to mention that. But that's always fun to just look and see what other people are looking, not looking, or subscribing to also, along with Big Fat It. Now, y'all, here's the thing that just absolutely blows me away. If you just scroll down a little bit, it says customer reviews. Y'all, as of right now, Big Fatty has 10 fucking reviews. I am absolutely blown out of the water. And I've gotten reviews from Diane from Tasty Jewelry, from David, that Blue Jeans guy, from Michael in Stuttgart, from the Super B over at the QCast Connection, from C.S. Rizzo, from Spanking B. Arthur, from Ironhide 1975, from John from Ely, from the Southern Boy, Eric. Hi, Eric. And he gives me the finger. And y'all, that's just very sweet. Now, you know, I mean, I hear the podcaster say, oh, go give me a 5-star review. Well, you know, I'm not going to really say that, but it's very humbling when you go over there and people do that. So thank you so much to everyone who's done that. Now, if you subscribe to the Big Fatty online the old way, which was posted under one of the earlier postings, that, you know, you went to Feedburner, blah blah, I don't know what the fuck it is. But go in and unsubscribe through that feed and come over to the iTunes and subscribe there. And all you have to do is click on that subscribe button. And, oh, Lord, I've clicked it, but I've already subscribed. Oh, Lord, what have I done? Oh, Lord. Anyway, I don't know. But subscribe through the iTunes, because that evidently means something. Now, one thing that Kellen from Arlington, Texas told me is if you go up there under the search at the iTunes and type in Big Fatty Online, it comes to a different screen where it's, you know, it shows that there's only one Big Fatty Online, thank God. And then it has name, time, artist, album, price, and as of right now, I'm not going to charge for the podcast. Now, I thought it might be funny to charge a penny, but I'm not going to do that. But, you know, funny anyway. And then it says popularity and genre, or as some people would say, genre. But under popularity, I never noticed that that said popularity. I always thought it was like a relevance thing. And, you know, it would show the relevance to your search as to what the different things were. But Kellen pointed out to me that it was popularity. He goes, I can't believe your popularity bars are already full like that. And, y'all, that's, to me, that means more than the reviews and everything. Not that the reviews aren't good, but just that it's popular, that's very kind of you for listening to it. So if you haven't done the resubscription under the iTunes thing, please go and do that, because I said so. So how about that? Me. All right, before the time gets away from me, I think I'm gonna do a little memory lane music. Meow. Well, today's Memory Lane music harkens us back to the days of black and white. And I've got a little story to tell you after you hear this. Well, did you know what that was? Well, that was the theme from Lassie. And Lassie, I mean, people my age, we grew up watching Lassie. I think Lassie came out on Sunday nights or something like that. I think 60 Minutes replaced it or something. But Lassie ran from September 12th, 1954 to March 24th, 1973. And it was about a collie named Lassie. And this was one of the longest-running dramatic series on TV. And Lassie had different owners and all like that. And he started off living on a farm with a little kid named Jeff and the kid's mother, Ellen, and grandfather, Gramps. And then he was played by... a kid then, but then the one that everybody remembers, actually Tommy Rettig was Jeff Miller during the early years, and then John Provost came on as Timmy, and I guess that's the part I remember most of all is the adventures of Timmy and Lassie. And then Timmy and his folks moved away to Australia, and Lassie was owned by a park ranger, and then Lassie went out on his own, or her own. I guess it was a her, since it was atta girl. So, and you know, everybody always makes the jokes about Lassie coming to the door and barking, "What? Is Timmy in the well?" You know, and all like that. But Lassie was just a great show, and so, and I feel like I've talked about this before, but... I don't know. Maybe I have. Maybe I haven't. Who knows? But anyway, I'm sure Lassie brings back great memories for those of you who remember Lassie. Now, Michael in Stuttgart sent me posted a little something over on the www, which, of course, as you know, you do not have to use. And it was about a kangaroo. And the www is not opening up for me. So go over there and look at some. Y'all, you need to go over there and read these posts that Michael from Stuttgart puts up. But you'll see the picture of the kangaroo and everything. And basically he's saying that Lassie had nothing on the kangaroo. Now, just a reminder to everyone, I leave this Friday, the 29th, and I'm flying to Fort Lauderdale. I'll be there two nights before getting on my ship on the 2nd of March, and then the ship sails that evening, and I come back on the 9th of March. So that's the time frame. Let me make that clear. I haven't left yet, so you're just going to have to put up with me. Oh, dear goodness. Well, there goes the time again. Well, y'all, I just want to say one thing. If you happen to miss The Price is Right Million Dollar Spectacular on Friday night, you miss one of the best episodes of The Price is Right I've ever seen. And I'm sure Annie Vera Charles watched it because she loves some Price is Right. But, y'all, there was a guy on there that teaches kindergarten or preschool or whatever, and he had an $84,000 showcase, and he was within $1,000, and he won $1 million on top of that showcase. I'm telling you, watch the new Million Dollar Spectacular Price is Right on Friday nights at 8, 7 Central on CBS. And I absolutely want you to go over and look at today's album art by Michael from Stuttgart. It's fabulous. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.